The Internet has had so many unintended, unanticipated consequences, some of them operating in the service of crime. In one troubling example, online tools are widely used by sex traffickers, and the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act of 2017, a bill introduced in the U.S. Senate last week, is designed to attack the service providers the traffickers use. Could this be a well-intentioned effort that's likely to have unintended consequences of its own? Mike Godwin, a senior fellow at the R Street Institute in Washington, D.C., thinks so, and we talked to him.
Everybody agrees that sex trafficking is bad, and we want it to be punished, and we want people to be prosecuted for doing it. Nobody disagrees about that. The question is, what's the strategy to reduce sex trafficking or to address the crime? And some lawmakers think that maybe what you ought to do is hold Internet companies responsible in some way, or make it easier to sue or prosecute Internet companies if criminals, including sex traffickers, use the Internet to commit their crimes.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty here is that we wanted to create an environment 20 years ago when we passed laws that Internet forums, like being able to talk to each other on Facebook, don't automatically make Facebook legally liable, and your email company is not legally responsible for what you say, just as your phone company is not responsible for what you say on the phone. That seems to have worked out pretty well, but some lawmakers maybe think the Internet is uniquely dangerous, and they want to take away a protection that we put in place more than 20 years ago.
And what you're saying is that it's a communications avenue like several others, yeah?
That's right. That's absolutely right. People committed crimes before the Internet, as some of us are old enough to remember. And and people would use tools like the public telephone network, or they would use the mails, to talk to each other and to do things that ultimately they use in criminal ways. But we don't hold the post office responsible for everything that anyone uses the mail for. And we don't hold FedEx responsible for things that people send through FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
And the same principle has been applied by law through an act that was passed in 1996.
Which was?
The Communications Decency Act. It was part of the big Telecom Act of 1996. And so what you're seeing here is some members of Congress are saying we ought to open that protection up again, and we're going to do it for sex traffickers, but we're also going to make it easier for Internet companies to be sued in the states or prosecuted in the states, and we're going to make it harder for new Internet companies to start, so they have to assume the risk that they may be prosecuted just for having a mail service or a communication service that other people use.
It begins to sound, from the way you describe it, this bill sounds a little bit like it's throwing the baby out with the bathwater, just going way too far to address an individual problem, creating a bunch of other problems as it does so.
I think that's absolutely right. You put your finger on it, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because what's happening is that we know, everybody I think knows, that over the last couple of decades, the Internet has fueled a lot of economic growth for Americans. The Internet has fueled a lot of public engagement for Americans. And the ability to find information and the ability to talk to one another, no matter how far away you are from other people, that's been very exciting and very liberating for people, and that's a huge benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important. What I think we're seeing is that some members of Congress, and by no means all, are looking at the Internet as a place where there's perhaps a special danger or a special unfairness that that companies like Facebook can't be easily prosecuted or sued for things people do on their services. And it really would throw the baby out with the bathwater, because if you are a big, already successful company like Facebook, you may be able to adapt to changes in the law to some extent, at least, you know, maybe you'll be less successful, but you maybe could do it because you're very rich. But in this country, we believe that we like to say that the playing field is level enough that a new Facebook could come along or a new Google could come along, a startup in people's garages or, you know, basement. And what we do is if we impose legal liability on everybody who creates the next version of the Internet or the next version of Facebook or the next version of the telephone, then they won't do it.
Well, Mike, is there a parallel? Just a few days ago, GoDaddy took down a neo-Nazi website that it had been inadvertently hosting, is what it sounded like. Is there a parallel to
that? Well, this is a really great question because that particular issue has caused a lot of people in the law schools and in the legal community to ask whether GoDaddy or other services like Google host websites need to be policing for bad content or not. And they could. GoDaddy certainly can do a certain amount of policing, and other services could. But it should be noted that GoDaddy did this without the change in the law that some members of Congress are seeking. GoDaddy just did it as a private entity exercising its right to choose who to do business with. But if Congress had its way, if Congress or some members of Congress passed this law, then there may be either legal obligations on GoDaddy and every other company to take down content, all sorts of content, depending on whether it's either a criminal or just assumed to be criminal or used by criminals. And they may also be at legal risk. They may have to face state lawsuits, state attorneys general, and they may have to face a bunch of private lawsuits that under current law they're immune from. And once again, that current law is really just to put the Internet in the same place that we traditionally have held telephone services and mail services and package delivery services, not responsible for how people use them.
So the current legal structure, what you're saying, Mike, should be enough.
We think so. It's worth noting, we think that the current legal structure, which is usually called, in shorthand, Section 230, the current legal structure has actually been pretty well tested by time. We've had it for more than 20 years. We feel that the Internet has mostly provided a large number of public benefits, both economic and democratic benefits, and we're happy about that. And virtually everyone who's who works on these issues, on policy and legal issues about the Internet, thinks that Section 230 was central to how we got the lively, robust Internet that we got today. And so we don't want to mess with it.
Mike Godwin is a fellow at the R Street Institute. His piece, which runs in the current online edition of Slate, argues that the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act of 2017 would undermine aspects of Internet freedom in the U.S., that have been critical to their economic success.